Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour Radio Show. We're talking to and learning as much as we can in as little time as we can about Joyce Riley. You know, I was talking to her yesterday. She's like, oh, I don't want to make this about me.
I don't.
But I know. But, you know, there's people know you on a surface. You know,
I am just plain old me.
Come on. Everyone, you can go in depth with everyone. Everyone's got their own story. You know, we talked about the cancer and how it kind of affected your spiritual beliefs. What advice can you give people based on what you've learned through all this as far as love, forgiveness, or spiritual growth, or even, you know, just general pursuit of happiness and well-being? Is there any advice you can give people on how to go after that?
Try to love everybody. I mean, even the people that you see on TV that are mass murderers, you know, try to find some way in your heart to feel love and compassion for everybody. I think that's really important. I now try to, when somebody is, you know, betrayal has been a big issue in my life. Betrayal. There's been a lot of that. And I don't think I've ever overcome how to handle that. But now I try to look at that person that has betrayed me and say, you know, that's just where they are in life. It's not a personal thing to me. That's just where they are. And I think that when I have talked about having the 12 steps on this program, or people adhering to the 12 steps that don't have an alcohol problem or a drug problem or a sex problem or a gambling problem, those 12 steps are so phenomenal, and the Serenity Prayer are so incredible that if we live by that, we will learn so very much. And if you don't know what the 12 steps are, go online and look at them. And those 12 steps can be used for anyone. Admitted I was powerless over
whatever,
you know, other people.
Fear.
You can say, yeah, over fear or over other people. And my life had become unmanageable.
Right.
Came to believe that a power greater than myself could restore me to sanity. And, of course, that is our God. That, according to me, that's how I feel about it. And made a decision to turn my will and my life over to the care of God. And that means really trusting.
Absolutely,
that doesn't mean giving him a list of things that he needs to do for you every day.
Right.
That means trusting. And so I think if I could say anything to anybody is love your children, kiss your children, hold your children, your spouse, be in communication with them. I mean, really communicate. There's nothing I love more than to be really communicating with somebody. The movie, Jonathan Livingston Seagull, played a huge role in my life. And watching it with somebody that was really important to me made that so special. The best book I ever read was Jonathan Livingston Seagull in the book version. And the best movie I ever saw was Jonathan Livingston Seagull.
You know, you spoke of being in the moment and communicating. And I think it's so important to give the people that you love, whether it's your children or your spouse, you know, at least some time dedicated to them as far as, you know, an undivided attention, you know, without all the distractions of life. I think it, you know, it really help in your relationship. And I don't know. I don't know what to say. You know, watching you go through this has really changed my views on things. You
really?
Know? Absolutely. You know, there was a lot of things I was kind of, I didn't recognize it at the time, but kind of afraid of, you know, as far, you know, had some fear. And I got to say that it's really taught me to turn that over to God, because there's not much we have control in life, you know. And
that's
I think one of the greatest things, one of the greatest things we can do, and the hardest things we could do, is love unconditionally and forgive.
That's right.
And, you know, it's really taught me a lot.
Well, I appreciate that. In November, I thought I was going to die, and when you and Noelle took me to the hospital, because I didn't realize how bad off I was. I did not realize, and I thought it was over then. And my doctor at the time told me to go into hospice, and that I just could not accept. And sure enough, I have, you know, resolved, and things have gotten much better since then as a result of, I think, radiation and some of the treatments that I've been doing. And I'm starting some new treatments now, listeners, that I will talk about probably at another time. But all of a sudden, your life and your focus changes to where I better do it now. If I'm ever going to do it, I better do it now. And that goes with love and everything else.
Absolutely. 3-minute break. We'll be right back. Keep it here.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. We're having a little interview, learning more about Miss Joyce Riley, one of my most favorite people in the whole world.
Oh, Josh, people are going to think you're... No, that's so sweet.
I'm trying to
you.
Keep
that's
myself
so
from
nice
being in
you.
Trouble after this. So. No, <I'm just> no, really, I mean, honestly, you've been quite influential in my life, and I don't know, aside from my mother and my wife, you're and my stepmom,
wow.
You know, you're one of the most important people. And
well, thank you.
Ladies.
Well, thank
my
you.
Life, yeah.
Well, let's go to the callers. I
okay,
don't know
yeah,
what they have to say.
Let's go to Kent, West Virginia. Kent, you're on the air. Hello, Kent.
Kent, where are you, Kent? Okay,
all
well.
All right. Well, Kent, call back if you want to. Let's go to Don in Tennessee. Is this thing on? Hello.
Enjoying your show of what you just got through talking about yourself. I need public comments on banning AR-15 ammo, the green jacket ammo.
You need like what? You need a public comment on that from me?
Well, whoever wants to send in a letter to the ATF.
Well, that's not exactly our issue right now. I appreciate your question on that, but I don't really think that's really on topic. But thank you very
right,
much for
yeah.
the phone call.
You know, it is an important topic. We're just kind of
yeah,
discussing
not...
other things right
okay.
now.
Well,
yeah.
enjoy your coffee. Have a good day.
Thank
you
so much.
Thanks,
I appreciate it.
All right, let's go to Wayne in Tennessee. Joyce, Wayne, you're on the power.
Joyce, it is an absolute honor to speak with you.
Oh,
and you're
so
right
kind.
About Jonathan Livingston figure. Unfortunately, most people probably don't know what you're talking about, but it is a life-changing read.
It is.
And
it is.
The reason I called was to tell you that I appreciate your honesty and your flexibility, and when you find the truth, you reevaluate. But moreover, one of the most important things that I know of is that Dr. Stan Monteith, of all people that I ever heard him speak of, he respected you more than anybody that I ever heard him talk about.
Oh, my goodness.
And I had the honor to speak with him a few times. And this man was, we lost a national treasure when we lost him.
Yes.
But he really did. He revered your honesty and your stick-to-itiveness of the facts and issues. And I just wanted you to know that that we out here realize how much of a treasure he was and how much of a treasure he thought you were.
Well, thank you very much.
That's what I wanted to tell you.
That's so kind of you. And let me say that there's no way we can ever give him the credit that he is due. Dr. Stan Monteith is just the most awesome human being. I never saw him upset. I never saw him get really, really mad at anything that didn't deserve, you know, the anger towards. The man was just like a walking encyclopedia, and he even challenged me. I know a couple of times when I was on his show, he would say, "Now, Joyce, where did you get that from? Are you sure?" You know, and he challenged me on a couple of things and even corrected me on a couple of things that I really appreciated that he did, because he always wanted the truth out there. And let me just say quickly, I have a passion for the truth. When I was younger, when I was really young, and I think this goes back to why I have the passion for the truth, my father blamed me for something that I didn't do. And it was something that he thought was so horrendous, and it was somebody else's fault, and he would not believe that I had not done it.
Wow.
So he kept coming in and spanking me until I would tell the truth. And I couldn't get him to understand, I'm telling you the truth. And he kept spanking me. And that went on like 3 or 4 times, you know. And that left such a powerful message to me that, you know, I feel like I'm going to be in my lifetime not believed. Or how do I get people to believe me? And so that has always been, I cannot shake that time. I think about it all the time. And so that's part of the reason that I will go to any lengths to tell the truth. And I will scream it from the rooftops if I have to, is because, and that coupled with the Janine Jones things where all those babies died, and I feel like I didn't do enough there. So that's kind of the passion for the truth. But thank you very much for your comments.
Okay, let me ask, even though that may seem like a negative aspect of your childhood growing up, look what it did to you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so really looking back on that, it was something, even though it was hard to go through, it was something positive that you can view something positive from that happening.
Good point.
Yeah,
good point.
Well,
you know, if you think about it, you have kind of spanked us.
Yeah.
And we've kind of...
You have no idea.
You've given us a reason to bite down on the truth a little harder. And whether or not we find things to be believable, it at least makes us research it more until we have a basis to form an opinion.
Wow, so you just made my day.
You've done more for us than I could ever tell you. But
oh, you're so kind.
You.
Thank you so much. Wow. I spanked my audience. I like that. That is so good. Yeah, I'll continue to spank you, too. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Wayne.
Have a blessed day, Wayne.
Let's go to Kent in West Virginia. Welcome back.
We're there now?
Yep. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, well, I'm like Josh. I found the Power Hour through shortwave. You know, after 9-1-1, the media... the curtain came down in the media, so I went looking for international news, and lo and behold, I found these various domestic news outlets like the Power Hour. And I can testify that you really have changed about your opinion about our little ally over there, because I remember the first time I called in, I said something, and I got kind of a very strong, very typical American pro-Israel reaction from you, Joyce. And but later on, I sent a little video. I had captured a video where Ari Fleischer, when he was press secretary, had fixed up for little boy Georgie to be standing in front of the Israeli flag. And I remember while he was making an address to the American people, and there was no American flag in sight. And I sent that video to you, and it was only like about a minute of grainy little video. And I think, I'm pretty sure you watched it, because from that point on, I could detect like a 180-degree shift in your attitude. So I
wow.
can definitely attest to the fact that I certainly have changed,
yes. And a lot of people don't like it either, but I have changed. Let me ask you, Kent, what did you do in your previous life, or what did you do when you were working? What is your profession?
I trained to be an accountant, but I just did clerical work. And I came around from Washington, just did clerical work. You know, if you do live in Washington, if you don't go to school till you're 30, really, you're just like a peasant.
Interesting. Well, you're very bright. You're very bright, and you're...
I've been an inventor and this sort of thing, and just sort of dabbling in other stuff. Not much success, but just dabbling stuff.
You're another one of the listeners I love to have call in. Well, thank you very much, Kent. I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah. It really depends on how you measure success. You know?
Exactly.
I wouldn't call it, money equals success.
No.
Yeah. Let's go to Bob in Michigan. Bob, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for taking my call. And I'm a retired Air Force major and in the healthcare field. And you probably know who I am, Joyce, if you could think back. It's not really important, but if you don't mind, I was just wondering, you haven't mentioned about Sound Health Options and if this is played in any of the ancillary or support treatment. If you don't, I don't know if you're ready to go into that. That's fine.
No, let me just tell you. Let me just respond to that by saying I really believe in it. I did it morning, noon, and night. I listened to the tones that were played, and I did that for quite a while. Then I developed the other problem. See, and it was directed just totally at my neck. My neck got so much better, which I think I give a lot of credit to that, but I can't rule out that it was the radiation also. But then I got this problem with the other bone in my pelvic area that nearly broke down, and I had to get that fixed. And so I have not gotten the secondary. I'm supposed to send my machine back, I believe, and get it retuned, in other words, for a different issue now. And but I do believe that it made a huge difference. I really do. I just don't know how much yet.
Well, and if I just may comment real quickly, and I've commented on the Tom Bearden research that he's done in the Antone Priori device, which is really kind of a extension or a collateral system from exactly what you're talking about. And so that's why I was trying to kind of put these two concepts together, because I think somewhere in here, I hate to use the word silver bullet, but I think there's a whole array of systems that can be applied with that technology that will do exactly what you just said, that you've probably had some success in one area, but you'll have to have some variation to go in other issues. I
right.
just want to do that because I'm kind of taking notes on this and watching you along. You're in our prayers, and I'll tell you what, I had emailed you not too long ago about the Straw Bale Garden, too. We had a group of ham radio people that had interviewed Joel, and what an awesome interview, and it was all because of you. And the acceptance the listeners had. I just wanted you to know you're out there doing good stuff, Joyce.
Oh, thank you so much, Bob. I appreciate you. Thank you very, very much.
Thanks, Bob. Let's go to now Mary in New Jersey. Welcome, Mary.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
I had a question regarding your upbringing. Just first of all, I do like your show, and you are very informative on
everything.
Well, thank you. So, when you were brought up, by your last name, I assume you were Irish. Are you Irish Catholic or Irish Protestant you were brought
no,
up?
No, my ex was Catholic and Irish. Not me.
Oh.
Why do you ask, Mary?
Why do I ask? Because when I moved, I used to live in Western Pennsylvania years ago, and I only met Catholic Irish. When I moved here to New Jersey, I met Protestant Irish, which I never met before, and they have a total dislike for Catholics. And I just couldn't, I was trying to understand. I'm not Irish, by the way, but mm-hmm. I was trying to understand where that was coming from. So then I thought, well, Joy sometimes says things, you know, about Catholics. So, but
no, I say things about Catholics because I don't like the fact that they have allowed their priests to do what they've done for years and years.
I agree with you. No,
and
I
never stop that. You know, that's, you know, I walk your walk, people. Walk your walk. Hey, thank you very much for the phone call. We got to go to a break. We got a 4-minute break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
Stay tuned.
It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shuley. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheban. Author, Judy Dollarheit. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The lines on the pages of your mind, you will find how much I care. I will be there.
Here I am. Oh, it's gonna make me cry.
No, not you.
You weren't supposed to. that. You weren't supposed to do that. You know, I don't hear any other talk show hosts that cry on the air all the time. I can't help it. I just feel so, you know, special to have all these incredible people that are listening.
We have very limited time. I have an email question, if you could. Could you explain what it means to you to live in a moment?
Living in the now is you don't keep thinking in terms of, gee, I've got cancer, I'm going to die in 6 months or 3 months or whatever. You live in the now and let go of everything in the future. And if we really trust our Heavenly Father.
And the past, too.
Yeah, in the past, too. And saying, I trust you with my right now time. I trust you with my now time to make this part of my future that is the way it's supposed to be. And I use music sometimes and turn everything off, but I just have to say I cannot think about the future or the past.
Next question was going to be, how do you find peace after consuming everything that you, as far as news and all that stuff? You know, and like you said,
living
in the moment, I would say, would be.
Living in the moment, and, you know, I keep remembering that I am not responsible for the outcome.
Right.
And I think we have to all do that. I am not responsible for the outcome. I am responsible only for doing the next right and honorable thing. And if we can actually do that and live that, then that's where we have to be. Enjoy your pets. Enjoy your son. Enjoy your music. Enjoy
your wife, your husband.
Yeah, the stars. Enjoy whatever. Being able to take a deep breath. Whatever it is, enjoy it and experience it to its fullest.
Thank you. Let's go to Cecil in Tennessee. We got short time, Cecil.
Hello, Cecil. Are you? Go ahead,
yes,
please.
I'm here. The messengers have given that cancer is a parasite. It can be easily cured by the application of a ligament or a part of a rabbit or a cow. Your people in Illinois that had rabbit problems or were the government bothered them might know it, this has to be removed before people eat the poor little rabbits. I'm a vegetarian.
Okay, well, I really don't want to get into that right now. I don't know anything about it, and I don't. It's just kind of.
We got some other callers that have questions for Joy. So
yeah, that's kind of not.
Thank you, Cecil, for the question.
Yeah, email me some information on that.
Let's go to Stuart in Texas. We need to burn through these. Stuart, go ahead, please.
Hi, yo.
Hi there.
Good show. I'm enjoying. Joyce, I listen almost every day, though it's been several years since I contacted you, and you'll remember, because I've some little tiny bit helped change things for the better. Because I was a diplomat of my high school and then a diplomat of the university.
Really? Okay.
I wrote you a letter.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Listen, do you have a question?
Well, no, what I want to say is it touches me when I hear you lament growing up in, let's say, a very reserved family. Well, it's not always as it appears. I grew up in a huggy, kissy face situation, and though I lost my 95-year-old mother recently and loved her dearly, I'd have to tell you that she had a personality disorder, and most of that was for her own self-satisfaction. And so it's not always as genuine as it appears.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. That's a good point. Thank you very much for the phone call.
Thank you, Stuart. Yeah. Last caller is Bob in Indiana. Bob, we have about a minute and a half, so.
Hi, Josh.
Hi there.
Yeah. I consider myself a friend of Dr. Day. When I lived in that area, every couple times a month, we'd go to the Bible study class there. Anyway, I have believed what she believes for the past 83 years.
Wow.
I sent you an email, and one of the key words is hell. It leads you to one of my links, and I think you'll be rather surprised.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Any other?
God, what?
I'm glad you had Dr. Day on. It was great.
Yeah, I want to have her back on again, too. Absolutely. She makes a lot of sense. And she studied the Greek and the Hebrew to get to the point where she is. So thank you very much for that.
Well, that's the only way you can do it.
Yes, that's not many people want to do that, though. Thank you very much
Thanks,
for
Bob.
The phone call. Let me just add quickly, we raised $3,000 for that vet that was trying to save his house. Mm-hmm. Now, the listeners wanted to give money over and above when we told them that we'd already raised the $1,500.
Right.
They said, I want to give to him anyway to help him out. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. He'll be writing a letter.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Perfect song. Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. I will survive. I am surviving each moment, and so are you, by staying in the now. Think of all the things that you thought were going to happen in your life that never happened. Think about that.
Right, yeah.
All the horrible things. I know what's going to happen, and it never happened. So what we do is we live in the now and say, okay, for right now, I'm going to appreciate petting my cat, talking to Josh, being at the Powerball, being on the air, whatever it is. I may die, you know, an hour and a half from now in a car accident. We don't know that. I may, you know, we may face those kinds of things. And so look at how many people have died that didn't think they were anywhere near having a problem, like in a plane crash or something like that. Never even thought that they had probably even considered that they might die at that age. It's about being in the now. And if you make all of your memories right now, they're going to be good ones. And so I just want people to feel that freedom. You know, a lot of people call me, and especially a lot of people I've had as guests on the program. And by the way, our guest is not showing up. For some reason, we can't get a hold of her right now, so we don't have Marjorie on the show. So we'll have to do her another time. But maybe that's for a reason.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of people call me and say, how's your health, Joyce? How's everything going? And I'll say, well, it could be better. There's things that I could have, I would like, you know, to have happen that aren't happening right now, but this is it. And do I like walking with a cane, or do I like, I was in a wheelchair at one point. I didn't tell you all that, and that was not very fun. I don't like that part of it. But it's just what it is, and you're doing everything you can, and I'm trying to find this as a learning lesson, define this as a learning lesson, to learn what works in the cancer treatment. Is it going to be IV ozone? Is it going to be cesium? Is it going to be, we know it wasn't Life One, and we know it wasn't Protocell for me, but we want to find out the things that do work for us. And the unfortunate part is there's 900 types of cancer, and so what works for one does not work for another. Protocell works for a lot of people.
900 types of cancer.
Yeah, 900 types of cancer. Protocell, so the chance of you getting it right is why we got to do the smattering of stuff. Protocell works for a lot of people. It did not work for me. And so is IV ozone going to be the answer? Is whatever. So, you know, I wish it wasn't like this, and I wish I didn't wake up in the morning thinking there is this finite period of time that you have, but we all do. We just don't know, and we just don't realize there's an end date or an expiration date on our lives
right. Until
we're hit in the face with it. And then you go to these, you know, traditional doctors who always tell you, oh, it's so bad. It's so bad. It's horrible. You've got a really bad case of it, you know. And, okay, thank you very much. I don't, you know, I have not asked any of my doctors, what do you think about my case and how much time do I have left to live? I've never asked one of them.
Yeah. Do they volunteer that information?
No,
yeah. They
don't. And they're smart enough to know that unless you ask, don't tell.
Right.
Other than they've told me it's really, really bad. You've got bone cancer in every bone, blah, blah, blah. So in about a month or two, I'm going to have another CAT scan done to see if what I've been doing has eliminated any of the bone cancer. And I'm kind of looking forward to that, to having that done. So that's kind of where I am. Now, do I like what I'm going through? No, I don't think so, but I'm learning an awful lot, and hopefully it will be like everything else I've done in my life. I'll be able to share it with you, and you can learn from it also. So enjoy the now, the sunrises, the sunsets. I mean, I know that sounds so, you know, but it is real. If you can enjoy that sunset and watch it.
How can you not enjoy a sunset? And really, sunrises are just as equally as beautiful to me. You know, when my old basset hound was dying, right? It was like he knew he had reached the end of life, and he would go and sit in the same yard. I'd watch this for a week before, you know, it happened. And he would watch the sunset. He would just sit there and stare as the sun was going down.
Wow.
It was the strangest thing. But
wow.
I was like, you know, if this dog can't appreciate something like that and make an effort to not miss that.
Wow.
You know, I was like, I should probably appreciate
that. That's amazing. That is so true.
Strange.
That is so true. I also want to add back to the veteran that you all raised the money for. Thank you, thank you, thank you to each and every one of you. We had donations all the way from $5 to $300 per person that were given. And I called Jeffrey yesterday. And I said, Jeffrey, we raised more than the $1,500 for you. We raised $3,000. And there was just like this dead silence. And then he said, what? He said, oh, my gosh, thank you, thank you. He said, and he is brain damaged. And you can tell he's brain damaged from the fall that he had in the military. He gets a 10% disability, and he makes $170 a month.
Wow.
That's what he lives on, $170 a month. And the poor guy.
How do you do that?
I know. And he cannot work. He cannot hold a job. He's been trying to do selling things on eBay is what he's done in the past. And then his computer went down, and then he lost that. And it was just a mess. So he hasn't been able to pay his taxes on his house, and they say he's going to lose his house.
Which is paid off, right? Like he
his house
mortgage.
Is paid off.
Yeah.
And so all of you came through, and I ask you, do you want to help this guy? And it's you that saved his house. It's you that saved it. And he has not had one response from any other veterans organization. In fact, wounded warriors, when he wrote them, didn't even respond to his letter. And he writes a very, very nice letter and sends all the information with it. But I want to say that we asked the people, we said, we've already raised the money for Jeffrey. And they said, I want to give anyway for his pets, for whatever he needs. He said, I want to give it to them. And so he did. And I thought that was just, I mean, you all did. And he also told me that he said, I now believe that there are people that care in this world. I now believe people care. And I think that is so incredible that he said that. And he said, it's given me hope in my life.
It's awesome.
Yes, it's given me hope. And so I wanted to mention to you all on that issue that that Jeffrey has been taken care of. And thank you, thank you, thank you to each and every one of you, each and every one of you. Then also I want to mention, this is kind of on the first time we've ever had a recall on a product. And I need to ask you if you purchased the 1 pound onion soup. There's been a recall on the 1 pound onion soup from the Power Mall. So if you...
That's Wilderness Naturals?
Yeah, right? Wilderness Naturals. And if you want to get your refund on that, then what you will do is you will have the Power Hour send you a letter of the people that purchased the 1 pound. And we will give you your money back. The natural organic onion soup and dip mix. The 1 pound natural onion, organic onion soup and dip mix. Then we will get your money back to you with a full refund.
Really?
Yes.
They just have to call the Power Hour? That's how they get the refund?
Well, they have to get a form that has to be filled out.
Okay.
And then we'll send you your money and take care of that because we have to notify the company. Also, so Frontier Natural was really on top of this like the minute it happened. And if you purchase the 1 pound, only the 1 pound, though, natural Frontier organic onion soup and dip mix, then I know Noelle is going to be sending out some forms to you to fill out. And you fill that out, and we'll send you a refund. So Noelle will be doing that. And if you have any questions, call the Power Hour.
Oh, it's Frontier Naturals.
Frontier Naturals.
Natural products, yeah. I said Wilderness. Sorry.
Oh. Ooh, I didn't catch it either.
I
wow.
know.
Okay, so you call Noelle if you have any questions at 573-378-6049. 573-378-6049.
And she probably won't be in until about 7:30 because I have to go home and...
7:30?
I mean, I'm sorry, 11:30.
Boy, you are really messing up. yeah, she'll be in a little bit later because she's minding the homestead today.
Yes, she is.
So, anyway, now I think we'll take some more phone calls.
Absolutely, why not?
Who's our board op today? Who's our producer
Trevor.
Today? Trevor? Hey, Trevor, do you have any more callers for us? Okay. Okay, let's just go with Chris in Florida. Chris in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, Chris.
Well, Joyce, have you heard of microcrystalline hydroxyapatite form of calcium?
You know, I don't think so. I honestly don't think so. What? Talk to me about it.
Well, I would suggest you run it by your doctors unless you decide to take it yourself. It's the only form of calcium that improves bone density and mass up to 30% per year, and that's a claim that the Federal Trade Commission has allowed after a long legal battle from the
original. Really?
Oh, yes, yes. The only other form of calcium that increases bone density and mass is calcium citrate, but only up to 3% per year. So,
wow.
Yeah,
and that is interesting. Chris, now say it again, Chris. Microcrystalline what?
Hydroxyapatite, APATITE, or MCHA for short. And you can see on the FTC's own website, if you do a search for MCHA and FTC.gov and Ethical Nutrients, which are the originators, but there are other brands out on the market now that are a little less expensive. And, yes, they're allowed to make that claim. My mom had five different microorganisms going in her bone. They gave her a prognosis of 5 years to remedy it, but with supplements including that, got rid of it in 3 months.
Wow. Would you mind emailing me that information? Would you mind
sure.
at thepowerhour@thepowerhour.com?
I promise I will do.
I would appreciate that very, very much. Now, 30%. No, but my doctors are wanting me to take some, my oncologist is wanting me to take some pretty nasty stuff that I've been holding off on doing, and I would much rather do this. So I'm so thrilled that you called in with this. Thank you so much, Chris.
Oh, you're welcome. And it's helped. I've been taking it for over 15 years. It's helped increase help my teeth stay firm. And a lady friend who broke her femur was diagnosed with severe osteoporosis, and after a year of taking three capsules a day, was then tested and found she had only mild osteopenia. So nothing on the market can touch it, as far as I know.
Where do you purchase it from?
I get mine at SwansonVitamins.com.
Okay.
I don't, but...
that's okay. I'm just wondering where you got it.
I don't know. I don't like all their products, but, there's nobody who I'm 100% on anyway.
Okay.
All
right. Well, thank you very much. Hey, thank you very much for that information. That is valuable information to anybody who's got bone density problems, and that's just a lot of us. Let me tell you, you don't have to have bone cancer to have bone density problems. So thank you, Chris. And next caller is Phyllis in Ohio. Phyllis in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, Phyllis. Welcome. I think Phyllis is listening. What do you bet? I was just thinking about Phyllis last night. I can't believe she called in. I was just thinking about her last night. Phyllis, are you there? Okay, Phyllis. Okay, let's move on to the next caller, and then we'll go back to Phyllis. Rose in Virginia. Rose in Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, Rose. Rose, are you there? Well, do we have any other callers? Okay, they're on hold. Callers are on hold.
They are.
Uh-huh. I don't know what's going on. Maybe they think it's going to be forever before we get to them.
You know, we are having some big solar storms and stuff.
Oh, yeah. What's going on today? There's three things.
Yeah, it's the spring equinox, a supermoon, and there was an eclipse over the north.
Yes.
A full solar eclipse.
I forgot to tell you all, at 5:45 tonight, it will be spring.
Okay.
5:45 tonight.
Good to know.
Yes. So better warm up.
Yes.
5:45 tonight, it will be spring.
60s tonight. The peepers will be peeping.
And 70s this weekend. That's right. Let's go to Wes in Idaho. Wes in Idaho, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Joyce and Josh, American Ideals and Values. Rebecca Roth, kind of rehash of 911 cell phone calls. How about Dr. Alan Sabrowski, former director of the United States Army War College? Christopher Bolin, author of the book Solving 911. Author Victor...
okay, what is your point? What are you leading to with this? What are you leading to?
Okay, I more information as to how the criminals of 911 did it is one thing. How about pointing to who did it? Isn't it time after 15 years we identify it, or are we going to run a protection racket?
Okay, I don't know who did it. I'd like to know, but I don't know who did it.
Well, I mentioned Dr. Alan Sabrowski, former director of the United States Army War College. He's outspoken about who did 911. Christopher Bolin, right now he's touring the country.
Okay, why don't you just tell us who did it instead of making us do all this research?
Okay. You're going to ask me. It's the same people that have been kicked out of 100 countries in history before. It's called Jews or Judaism, Mossad. That is who
okay,
did it.
Okay, what is your evidence that the Jews did it? What is your evidence, Wes?
Have you ever heard of the dancing Israelis and their testimony that they gave when they got returned to Israel?
I don't know that that's evidence that they did it. That's evidence they were dancing. Thank you very much, Wes from Idaho. Thank you. Come on now, guys. If you're going to have evidence, show me evidence, not the dancing Jews. All right, let's go back to...
let's go to TJ in Minnesota.
TJ in Minnesota. Go ahead, please, TJ.
Yeah, good morning. I want to thank you for giving all of us your bio sketch this morning.
You're welcome, DJ.
That was very, very important. It's nice to know who we're talking to, more specifically than just a talk show host.
Is there any question you want to ask me? Is there any question you want to ask me that you want to know, TJ?
Well, yeah, but they'd be personal. I want to thank you for the break on the oregano product for my dying bloodhound. She did die on the 8th. We knew it was terminal, but it was a good product. And
well, thank
then I
you.
Lost a blue tick 2 days later. So,
oh, no.
A rough month.
Yeah.
He was fostered out to a very good home, and both were old dogs, but it's still a grievous matter.
Absolutely. It's like a family member.
Best to you.
Thank you.
Best to you. Good
thank
health.
You.
And God
thank
bless.
You, TJ. Thank you so much. Right. I appreciate you. Is Phyllis from Ohio there? Is Phyllis there? Phyllis? Oh, she's not there. Trevor, do we have anybody else? John in Texas. John in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, John.
Hello, Joyce and Josh. Good morning to you.
Morning.
That Texas accent is thick, buddy.
Yeah. He gets told that all the time, I bet. Okay, I'll tell you what, John, hang on. We got a three-minute break. We'll be back after this three-minute break. You'll be up first, and the Yahweh song is next. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after the three-minute break.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells. But as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
The Clean and Green Sale continues at Guns80.com. My buddy Mark is rolling in clover since Guns80.com announced his Clean and Green Sale. He used his leprechaun-like magical powers to get Guns80.com to offer us a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Now, for a limited time, when you order an AR-15 rifle kit, Guns80.com will toss in a cleaning kit and a tactical bipod pistol grip free, all for the low, low price of $449.95. Go to Guns80.com or call 844-2-GUNS80.
Who is moving on the waters? Who is holding up the moon? Who is peeling back the darkness with the burning light of noon? Who is standing
sing on the mountains, who is on the earth below, who is bigger than the heavens, and the lover of my soul. Creator God, He is Yahweh. Great I Am, He is Yahweh. The Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Rosh Hashanah, He is Yahweh. Righteous Son, He is Yahweh. The three in one, He is Yahweh.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. That is the Friday song that we play, and Catherine is so good. She puts all the songs in the email blast and links to them usually so that you can see what we played there and listen to it on your own. You can hear the whole entire Yahweh song. So I want to thank all of you for your good questions today and your support and everything that you have done to make this time a whole lot easier for me. My goodness. I want to say thank you to all the people that took me off their email list also, because I had so many, I was getting so many people's list, and when I asked that day for them to take me off their list, they did it. I was so impressed. And so now I don't have so much email to go through, which makes it easier also. And I thank all of you for everything that you've done in support, your cards, your letters, your notes, your everything, your emails, your prayers, everything. And I just, we have the best audience in the world, bar none. All right, let's go to John in Texas. John in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I've got a confession, Josh.
Okay.
This isn't my natural accent. I'm actually speaking to you on my Obama phone. What happened at first was I'd been using this phone for a while, and no one would believe a word I said until it finally dawned on me it was because of the Obama phone. But fortunately, I found an app on it that allows you to speak in any foreign accent you like, so that's how I am.
You are good. You are good, John. All right, now, what else have you got for us?
Just a couple of wee things, Joyce. You know, you were talking about that listener of yours who was in financial difficulties there.
Yes.
Just a few minutes before you said that, I was just looking through my Facebook, and there's a little thing, a wee story from back in London popped up. A military veteran, 96 years old, and was a prisoner of war, and he spent almost all of his life savings to pay for 24-hour care at his home, and they want to throw him out of his house because he can no longer afford the health care that he needs. So that's how our veterans get treated, and that is absolutely disgusting.
That is so true. People have no idea. People have no idea. They think that, you know, they lay tombs. They lay, wreaths at the tomb of the unknown soldier. So that means they love veterans. Oh, it's just terrible. It is absolutely terrible. Hey, thank you very much, John. I got a couple of people that want to get on. Thank you so much for the phone call.
Bye-bye.
I love that app that you're using. That is great. Let's go to Dave in New York. Dave in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind, sir?
Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, quick, I just want to know, is Dr. Sherry Edwards going to be on anymore?
Sherry Edwards, absolutely she's going to be on. Yeah, we were talking about the tone machine that she gave me that I really think had a lot to do with my getting better on my neck, and I'm looking forward to having her on again, definitely.
God bless you, Joyce.
Love you. Thank you, Dave. I appreciate you. And to Richard in Texas, sorry I couldn't get to you. And Phyllis in Ohio, couldn't hear you. We apologize. You all have a blessed day. It's all about the truth and living in the now. Let's see how much of it we can do this weekend. How much living in the now we can do. We love you all at the Power Hour. Thank you for this time. Thank you, Josh. Awesome interview.
Thank you. I feel privileged to have been able to do it.
Good job. Good job. Thanks. Thank you so much. We love you at the Power Hour. We'll see you on Monday.
See you guys.